serve in is Ecuador, South America. A beautiful country that really has four major regions. We have the Galapagos Islands, 600 miles off the coast. Then we have the Pacific coastland, the Andes Mountains, and the jungles of the eastern part of the country. In 1998, I had the opportunity to do a lot of traveling all across the country, visited with literally hundreds of pastors, and the cry of all the pastors was theological education. In 2014, we came across a program that we were going to start using in an informal basis to educate and prepare leaders. And at that time, I found out that Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth had adopted that program of a training of pastors and in the opening of new seminaries across many parts of the world. We made contact with Southwestern, and we began the process to train our first set of leaders that would be our faculty, forming a seminary, which is now known as the Baptist Theological Seminary, BESCA.
This week, we've had a very special culmination of graduating a group of 11 students who are leaders of churches, pastors of the National Convention, and especially the part of the center of the country, the high Andes Mountains area. That includes also the jungle area going down into the Amazon Basin.
This has been a culmination of a great, great time of planning, a time of dreaming out loud, and then seeing God bring dreams into reality.
By the very fact that we have these people being so well prepared for training pastors and spiritual leaders, they've got a great future here before them. And we're grateful to God to be a part of that as a Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary.
God's faithfulness is duplicated again when we see the faithfulness of His servants. Where we are right now in this process as missionaries is to see how God has called out those that He wanted to use. He has prepared them for His service. As they cast the vision for the future of what this country will hold in the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, please pray for us as we see what God wants to do in the future.
Every time I watch that video or I think about the Champion Church process, I'm a little overwhelmed, and I hope that you feel that today as well. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'm going to ask you to open it to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, we're going to be looking at verse 11 through 13. And I thought this morning, what a perfect day as we celebrate America's birth, to celebrate this nation being formed by pouring into theological education in another nation. I think that's what makes America great. He's blessed us, God has, and poured His abundant grace upon us, but we see that. We don't just hoard it and say, oh, look at what we have. We take it, and one of the great things about being an American is we give it back again. We pay it forward. We realize it came from Him. And we take it from Him, but then we give it to others. What a great way to celebrate the 4th of July with theological education in another country. As you are now arriving at Ephesians chapter 4, as I think about theological education and the role of a pastor, this passage obviously comes to my mind. And Paul says here to the Ephesian church in verse 11, and He, meaning God, gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some, this is my duty, as pastors and teachers. Why? You say, look at verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, that's you, for the work of the ministry or the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Then Paul says to young Timothy, who was a pastor, these words in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I take this as a direct command to me and to any church that has a pastor and anybody who will ever be a pastor. He says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. I don't want to be ashamed. How's the question? He tells you, by accurately handling or properly dividing the word of truth, which we know is the word of God, and this is the Bible. So as we think about the role of a pastor, as we think about education, and we look at this passage of Scripture, some things become clear. How do I equip the saints? My job is not to do all the work. The pastor's jobs that we trained in Ecuador is not to do all the work on their own or on my own. My job is to equip the saints, and that happens by preaching the word week in and week out. How am I supposed to preach the word? I have to properly and accurately bring it to you. That's what it means to properly divide the word of God. I must tell you what the word of God says so that you can be properly equipped. Paul also tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, his primary task and the primary task of every preacher is to preach the word, to be ready in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience. It takes patience, but also instruction. This is what the task of the preacher is. I have some conclusions that I want to make before we bring our guest up. This means, number one, that the primary responsibility of the pastor is to understand God's word himself. And once he understands it, is to preach God's word to his people, to explain it to them, apply it to them through the vehicle of preaching. Number two, for this to happen, a pastor must be prepared. For myself and many pastors who properly understand God's call in their life, this calling to preach the word is a calling to theological preparation. That's why I went to seminary. I didn't go to seminary to get some title that says MDiv behind it. I went to seminary to understand God's word so that I could properly teach God's word. I could divide it to you. I could explain it to you. And then you could apply it to your own lives. That's why I pursued a master's and a doctoral degree. That's why I want to understand the languages so that I can fulfill my responsibility, because I do not want to have to stand before God and him question me on why didn't I equip the saints to do the work of the ministry? Why didn't I properly divide his word to his people? This is a passion that I have in my life, and it's called me to a long journey. It's not been an easy journey, a long journey to theological preparation. But as an American, I sometimes forget that if I get that passion, I have every opportunity afforded to me, not only with the wealth of our nation, but the theological education that you can receive in America is everywhere. It's online. It's next door. It's all around the country. But the reason that God laid it on my heart and now our hearts as a champion church is that not every country, i.e. Ecuador, has the same opportunities afforded to them as we do here in America. So what we did and what God did through us is to help these pastors in Ecuador. And I'll pray if he calls us to do it somewhere else, anywhere else, so that they can receive this proper theological education. Why? So they can go back to their churches, go back to their countries and equip pastors to in their churches to equip the saints. Why? So that the work of the ministry can be done. So you can go out and do it. So we can properly teach pastors how to divide the word of truth so they can know it, how to be saved and how to bring glory to God. The supreme joy of a pastor is to see that happen in his church, to see you, the saints, be equipped and go do the work of the ministry brings me joy. And he also says that that will bring unity to the church. This will bring maturity to the church. And it brings me joy because it brings God glory. In Ecuador, they have not had in a while a proper availability to theological education. But praise the Lord that through God's faithfulness, as you heard Steve Thompson say, and through your fruitfulness of giving as a champion church, through the passion of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, Theological education has come back to Ecuador, and we celebrated that with 11 pastors getting an MTS, a Master of Theological Studies. And today, we celebrate with them. The process, I look back at my emails this week, started not that long ago, in October of 2014. Dr. Sanchez came to one of our services, and he came to one of our services in 2014 to talk to me about being a champion church for theological education being restored in the nation of Honduras. When he first talked to me about it, I was like, we're already doing so much, Dr. Sanchez, in the other side of the world, in Indonesia and Sumatra. When I look at them, they're like 150 years behind where they're now at in Ecuador. We're just trying to get believers amongst the people groups that are completely unengaged there. That is where so much of our time and our resources go. But the God started to put this on his heart and on my heart. And I said, okay, Lord, we'll think about saying yes to this. But as he came to talk to me about Honduras, who else was in service that day? And then Karen Hicks's father, Steve Thompson. She did a beautiful job singing that song, right? That's great. And also the father-in-law of Brandon Hickson. He was here visiting his daughter and grandkids. He was also in America to talk to Southwestern about how to get theological education on his Camp Chicalco campus in Ecuador. And he met Dr. Sanchez, and all of this started to kind of work together. I started to see that we could be a participant in the restoration of theological education in some part of Latin America, whether Central America, South America, and then Steve was here that day to talk about that with Southwestern the next week. And God kind of just formed this idea that maybe not Honduras, but maybe Ecuador. Maybe with Steve Thompson, and obviously that was a yes. We saw it, and we said, okay, Lord, we want to be a part of what you're doing. And the process began right around 2015, and here we are just a couple years later. We've already seen a graduation of 11 men who are going to be serving as a faculty of their own seminary in Ecuador. Those 11 men represent such miracles. That's why I had invited two of the pastors to come here today. You see this back in 2015, soon after the process was started, Steve and many others in Ecuador started to recruit men who would not only start their master's degree, but also finish it. Soon after that, Dr. Goff came on board and started helping us understand what this could look like. We went down there, met these 11 guys, and I thought to myself, I'm not proud of it, but I thought to myself, okay, so 11 guys, pastors, say that they want to be a part of theological education to serve on the faculty there at their own Pesca Seminary, but will all 11 of them really graduate? Well, I was wrong. I was dead wrong. Not only did they graduate, but they did it in a record time, and they were taking classes in the fall term and the spring term and over the summer, and they all graduated. Mike went down there to help them establish what the seminary could look like. They took the information that he gave them, and they ran with it. They established the seminary. They graduated, and it has been a fun, blow-your-mind ride that we as a church got to participate in. So what I wanted to do this morning is help us understand that Ephesians 4, 2 Timothy, what Paul says for the equipping of the pastors to equip the saints is crucially important. We got to see that happen in Ecuador, and I want to invite the pastors to come forward. We have two pastors here from Ecuador. Come on up. We got Pablo Martinez and Felix Torres. Y'all come up, and then Dr. Alfaro, Dr. Goff. Everybody come up. They're going to sit on these handy-dandy stools, and they're going to have some translations, so you're just going to have to be patient as we translate. Because as Tammy and I were sitting there at the graduation ceremony in Ecuador, I felt such a joy that God allowed us to participate in something so amazing right here in Little Ennis, Texas. And the gratitude that was poured out from these men and their families to me, it really did just almost knock me down. And I thought to them, there's no way I'm going to be able to take this passion, as crazy as I can get, and this excitement that I feel, and express it to the church. And I've tried to do that on some way. We've made some videos, but no better way than for you to meet two of the graduates who are now faculty for that seminary that you've helped start, that you meet them on your own. So I want to make some introductions here. First, to my right, is Dr. Alfaro. He is a professor of systematic theology at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He's kind of goofy like me. Yeah, I got your head a little bit.
Goofy, come on.
No comments yet. No comments. I get to talk.
Okay.
He's great. He's also over this master's degree, the Master's of Theological Studies degree at Southwestern. And he's going to be translating for Felix Torres, who brought his wife, Jenny. Jenny waves to us. Okay, that's Jenny. We're glad that she's here. And then next we have Pablo, and Dr. Goff will be translating for Pablo. He is a professor of ethics, a distinguished professor of ethics. And Dr. Goff has been with us from the beginning and helping us just wrap our mind around a whole degree in a couple of years or very little money online in Spanish, and then what that's going to look like in the future. He did work as a missionary in South America. He told us in the first service, it blew my mind, but when he was working for the International Mission Board, he was over 500 missionaries, had a whole career on the mission field, did great things there. I think he tried to retire from that seminary, said, no, we should start teaching ethics. So he made great contribution to the field of ethics as well as missions, and wrote books in English and Spanish concerning ethics. And he's recently tried to retire again. He brought his wife, Emily, today. Emily, how's that going for him? Yeah. It's going. She's so sweet. He says he's retired, but I'm not sure what that means, because he just came back from Chiang Mai, Thailand, equipping young seminary students to finish their degree. He went with us right after that to Ecuador to teach for the Champion Church process. He's a wonderful man, and he brought his wife, Emily, like I said. And Pablo, he brought many people today. His wife's here. And then I think her sister's here and his daughter's here as well. So thank y'all for coming. And I wanted just to start off with asking them if they wanted to say anything to us before I started a question. So Felix and Pablo, whatever you want to say. You're going to make fun of Dr. Alfaro, whatever you want to do. Okay.
Amados hermanos, esta mañana es un gozo, un privilegio estar en medio de ustedes.
For me, it's a wonderful privilege, my loving brothers, to be here with you.
Y juntos a agradecer al Señor.
And we just praises be to God.
Porque Él en su bondad en este tiempo nos ha visitado con una abundante bendición para cubrir una tremenda necesidad en nuestra nación.
Because God in His mercy has been right in our midst and has brought great blessing to us as a people.
Agradecerle a Él y a cada uno de ustedes que como iglesia y con su pastor son parte de esta bendición tan grande.
Our gratitude is not only to God but to you as well for all the blessings that have come to us through this process of.
Y otro recurso que Dios ha puesto en nuestro camino es el seminario Southwestern.
And the seminary Southwestern has also been a part of the blessing God has given to us.
Y alabo y bendigo a Dios junto a ustedes por esta cosa tan especial.
Praise God for this.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Felix?
Como pastor, sé que no es fácil transmitir la visión a la iglesia.
As a pastor, I know that it is not easy to transmit the vision to the church.
Y me imagino que es no es muy fácil también para el pastor Todd.
And I imagine that that's the same with Pastor Todd sometimes.
Solo quiero decirles, hermanos.
I only want to tell you, brothers and sisters.
De verdad que ustedes son una iglesia campeona.
You, I don't need to translate that, do you? You are indeed a champion church.
Hey, muchas gracias. Estamos acá para decirles muchas gracias.
We're here just to tell you thank you very much.
En el Ecuador jugamos fútbol.
In Ecuador we play football, soccer.
Y ustedes han metido muchos goles.
And you have made a lot of goals.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I don't even play soccer, and I've made some goals, so that's great.
Come on, you need to learn.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask both pastors a question, and either one of them can answer first. What challenges did you face in pursuing a theological education in Ecuador before the Champion Church process happened?
En realidad, para nosotros ahora como casados, porque la mayor, todos los estudiantes que nos graduamos,
for us, as married, students,
era casi imposible el pensar en poder de venir a estudiar acá en Southwestern.
It was almost impossible to think that we would come and study in a seminary like Southwestern.
Claro, los costos para estudiar acá en los estados son muy muy altos.
As you know, the expenses that you have to pay here are too high for us.
Y en el Ecuador, la única universidad que había para estudiar teología, el gobierno lo cerró.
And in Ecuador, the only university that was supposed to help us in studying theology, the government closed it.
Entonces, esto en realidad fue el momento de la bendición de Dios.
So this actually became the moment for the blessing of God.
Nuevamente, gracias, hermanos.
Again, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. We appreciate what you said, what you did.
Amen. It's our pleasure.
Sometimes it's a little tricky to translate, you know?
También Pablo.
Un desafío enorme como pastores de la región centro del país, en el país que está en el centro del mundo.
The center part of the country of Venezuela. Well, I was 20 years in Venezuela. Okay, so, all right. Center part of Ecuador is a place of great challenge and great need.
Estábamos mirando cómo nuevas iglesias se abrían y quienes venían a estar al frente eran hermanos de buena voluntad, pero con muy escaso conocimiento y formación teológica y doctrinal.
We had several churches coming into existence, new churches, and their pastors were of good spirit and a great willingness, but very limited in their educational abilities or backgrounds for being able to pastor.
Y por esa causa, expuestos al grande peligro de la herejía, de la distorsión doctrinal y a la superstición, y eso era muy difícil para nosotros.
Yeah, the context was one in which it would have been easy for them to have slipped off into heresies and superstitions and false religions that abound there.
Empezamos a orar y a tocar puertas. Un primer esfuerzo lo hicimos hace años a visitar una universidad cristiana en Bolivia para pedir su apoyo académico.
We realized that we needed help, and so we began to knock on doors trying to find some way to have the training and be able to be trained in order to train these pastors. And we even went to Bolivia to a Christian university there.
No teníamos oportunidad de poder hacer una unión con alguna otra universidad que nos dé lo que estábamos procurando, es decir, una enseñanza profundamente enraizada en la palabra de Dios.
But our efforts really didn't amount to anything. We didn't really end up finding any university, any institution that would help us to be able to be well-founded theologically and biblically in pastoral preparation.
Tuvimos un tiempo de frustración. Algunos, por lo menos dos miembros de nuestra primera junta, dijeron esto no tiene futuro y renunciaron y quedamos abandonados un tiempo.
We had some real frustrations, and even two of our organizational leadership dropped out of the way, and we continue to hope for finding something or some means by which we could become theologically trained.
Y en ese momento la bondad de Dios nos concedió el gozo de este precioso encuentro entre Southwestern ofreciendo su plan académico y una iglesia que tiene un corazón generoso para apoyar este enorme proyecto en Ecuador.
In this very crossroads of our frustrations, God appeared and blessed us with the knowledge of a seminary that was willing to help us and have training in Spanish, and then to find a champion church who would come along beside us and support us and enable us to be able to have this level of studies was an act of God.
De todo corazón, gracias por esa bondad.
And all my heart, thank you.
We received that. Thank you. I'm just so blessed. I want to continue the questions, but just what God's done in Ecuador is just, it's been amazing. It's been fantastic. Thank you, church. Felix, can you explain to us what it meant that the seminary and Tabernacle brought the theological education to you rather than trying to pull you out of Ecuador and bring you to America for education?
¿Qué significó para ti que el seminario y la iglesia de esta junta llevaran educación teológica a tu pueblo en lugar de que tú vinieras para acá?
Hermanos, es la única posibilidad como podíamos estudiar.
It was the only possibility for us to learn, actually, and to receive the training that we needed.
Fue un tiempo muy oportuno que el seminario de Southwestern pueda abrir en línea el poder estudiar y en español.
It was the right time for us that the seminary started this program in Spanish and online.
Con 52 años ya no es muy fácil to learn English.
I'm 50 years old and you know that age is not easy to learn English.
Entonces, pero aún así no era muy fácil para poder nosotros cubrir los recursos que había que pagar en el seminario.
But even with the program at the seminary, we didn't have the resources to pay for those studies.
Y en el grupo de los 11 tenemos, bueno, también 12, ¿no? Porque está aquí Juanito, que fue bendecido también.
In the group of the 12 of us who graduated,
tenemos dos hermanos quichuas.
We had two brothers who are quichuas.
Que de pronto, uno de ellos me decía, Pastor Félix, jamás, jamás en mi vida me imaginé estudiar una maestría en teología.
One of them just told me, Brother Felix, I never, never imagined that I was going to be able to study a master level program.
Y claro, la ayuda para el estudio de los 11 hermanos en teología no se queda solo para los 11.
And of course, the help that you have given us to cover the study of those 11 who study is not just for them only.
Somos 11 pastores y líderes.
We're 11 pastors and leaders.
Que directamente ustedes están, como sería, bendiciendo por lo menos a 2,000 personas directamente.
You are blessing through them at least 2,000 people that are in their congregations as they are pastors and leaders.
Porque se nos ha animado a predicar la palabra, como decía el pastor, la palabra de Dios.
As he told us in the class that he went to give us, you need to preach the word, and so we did, and we have been doing it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I think it was important for us as an American church to hear that. Oftentimes we see a problem, and in our prosperity, we try to fix the problem just by throwing money at it. And throwing money at it like, oh, we'll just bring you to our great nation, and we'll every pastor that needs to come, we'll gather the money and bring them to America to be educated. The problem is, it's not really feasible on a number of different levels. It's so hard to get here, and it's so expensive. But even once they get here, they were telling me that sometimes the pastors that they're sending for theological education will come, but they won't come back.
Yep.
Right? And then when they do come back, there's some confusion about culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to do that, to bring them here, but what's better is what Southwestern's done is reduce the cost of the master's degree to $100 per credit hour. That blows my mind.
Yeah. So it's like for a course.
Three. A whole course.
Yeah, for a whole course.
What am I talking about? Yeah. So it's like $1,100 or $1,200.
Yeah, that's right.
For a whole master's degree.
Yeah.
And then do it online, do it in Spanish, and let them stay where they're at. It's been so much better. And these two men only represent a fraction of the miracles that God was doing among the graduates. I was telling the first service, and I think we have a picture of him here, is that one of the graduates was a shoeshine boy that Steve Thompson just met on the street, shared the gospel with him. I guess as he was shining his shoes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Shared the gospel with him. He came to faith in Christ. Steve started discipling him, hired him on the staff for Camp Chicalco, and now that young shoeshine boy graduated with a master's degree because of God's faithfulness in you and your giving. It's just
And he's Quechua Indian. He's Quechua Indian. He's one of the two Quechua Indians.
Yes.
Who's also starting a brand new church.
Yeah, and the Quechua is up in the mountains, and they can do more than a missionary probably ever could. Another pastor that comes to my mind, I think I brought a picture of him as well. He was the leader of the Communist Party in the nation of Ecuador for 30 years. Obviously not a believer. His wife was a believer. He had all kinds of other problems other than being the communist leader and his lack of faith. But she prayed for him for like 24 years in a row. Not only did he come to faith, leave leading the Communist Party, but he graduated also in later years with his master's degree, and now he's going to be teaching at this theological seminary. Let's praise God for that as well.
By the way, he is 70 years old.
70?
Yeah, he's 70 years old. Of course, by me, it's just that's just kid. Okay.
That's just a young man. Dr. Parr, is that how old you are now? Or?
No, come
on. Sorry. Okay. We can't help but pick on
No, yeah, I know. I know. How long?
Oh, I know. He's going to get me back. We had a lot of fun, if you couldn't tell. The theological education is a key part of it, but the relationships that you get, it just makes everything much, much sweeter. Pablo, could you express to us a little bit, what did it mean for you, your family, and then on a larger level, the whole nation, to graduate with your master's degree?
¿Qué significa haber estudiado y para su familia también y ahora el impacto sobre la nación?
Ah, para mi familia ha sido un proceso emocionante, pero a veces difícil.
For my family, it was a great experience, but also sometimes very challenging.
Microphone.
Yeah. For me and family, it was a wonderful thing, but it also was many times a difficult challenge.
Algunas actividades familiares, yo he tenido que decir, hoy no puedo.
For some of our family activities, I say, oh, today no.
Tengo hasta las 11:59 para presentar un examen en el sistema de Fort Worth.
Yeah, he had up until 12 o'clock at night or 11:59 to turn in an exam, especially one under Dr. Alfaro.
Oh!
There you go again. You see, there you go.
La oportunidad de servir mejor a un pueblo que tanto necesita de una guía responsable en lo moral, en lo espiritual, en lo eclesiástico.
It's my sense of responsibility to be able to preach faithfully the word of God and be able to minister to the people that God had given me as a pastor was something that was really driving me.
De hecho, nuestro naciente seminario hoy en el centro del país.
Included also is the work of the seminary that God is raising up.
Se está mirando como un modelo y referente.
Because our seminary is becoming a model within the country.
Iglesias locales están ya enviando sus líderes a capacitarse con nosotros y ya tenemos 20 en el área básica.
Yeah, churches are sending their leaders, their pastors, young pastors, to us. In we have 20 that are in a basic level of theological education already.
Uno de los estudiantes ya ha sido posesionado con la calificación de esta junta del seminario para ser el pastor ordenado en una comunidad quichua que se llama Salasaca.
One of these 20 has also been named by their congregation to be their pastor, and we have come alongside to help ordain him in the a little town of Salasaca, which is basically a Quechua people.
Y hemos recibido este tiempo 6-7 solicitudes de iglesias que han dicho, queremos que ustedes puedan analizar a la persona, hermano nuestro, que queremos ponerlo como un pastor ordenado.
There were 6 churches that have come to us and ask us as an organization, as a seminary group, to help them examine their pastoral candidates for them to then help ordain them for the pastoral ministry of their church.
6 de ellos han sido aprobados y la iglesia está tan contenta, tan feliz de ordenar junto a esta junta calificadora a su nuevo pastor.
So they've come along and helped lay hands on and qualify these gentlemen to become the pastor of those churches. They're ordaining counsel for wow. new church pastors.
Estamos viendo un cambio enorme. Porque estudiantes están llamando y diciendo, bueno, ¿cuándo empieza el próximo periodo en el área básica? ¿Cuándo vamos a tener el área media, que es como bachiller? ¿Y cuándo yo quiero estudiar para el nivel de licenciatura? Y otros, ¿puedo pensar en la maestría? Y wow, la demanda se hace muy grande y nosotros nos sentimos ahora cada vez más pequeños.
The kind of requests that are coming to us are coming from folks who are wanting all the different levels, from the most basic all the way up to the college level of the degrees and study, and they're beginning to feel how small and how challenging this whole thing is to be able to do this kind of level of preparation.
And I love that. You're starting to get a taste of the impact. Obviously, as the family was crying on graduation day, you see the sacrifice of the family. They were telling the stories at a great dinner we had after the graduation, and like they'd have to say no to playing with the kids. And the wives were saying it wasn't just, Tammy understands this, it wasn't just them who went through seminary. We all went through seminary together. So the impact and the sacrifices in the family, but then the impact through ordaining pastors who will be properly educated in their churches, the impact is really nationwide. And the fact that God led us to get our hands in that and participate with Him is mind-blowing. Thank you for that.
We have to confess, as seminary professors, is in our seminary, in all seminaries, you're saved by works.
It feels like that sometimes. It's not true. We reject that. Saved by grace through faith, right? Another question for Pablo. What is your role now and going to continue to be for this Pesca Seminary in Ecuador?
Bueno, al momento estoy ocupando mi responsabilidad de director académico.
At this moment, I am the academic director of the institution.
Pero también soy maestro.
But I'm also a teacher.
Al momento tengo a mi cargo 2 materias.
I'm teaching 2 classes at the moment.
Y tengo que regresar al Ecuador rápidamente para cubrir una tercera.
And I have to come back quickly to Ecuador to start teaching another one.
So we have the academic dean here. Praise God. That's huge. And Pablo, tell the church what your position is at the seminary.
Bueno, por la gracia de Dios, es un privilegio, pero más que eso, una responsabilidad tan grande. He sido nombrado presidente de la Junta Permanente para el Seminario Teológico Bautista Pesca en Chacauco, Ecuador.
It's a wonderful opportunity, but also a great responsibility, but I've been named to be the president of the governing group that directs the seminary, which really makes him president of the seminary. But that is a great responsibility.
Absolutely.
De entre las muchas responsabilidades, la que más me preocupa, las que más me preocupa, uno, poder seguir en este proceso hasta establecer finalmente un seminario que sea fiel al Señor y fiel a su palabra.
And among all the other things that are involved in this is the deep desire and responsibility to guide the process by which we become a seminary that is well-founded theologically and very well-founded in the scriptures.
Que alcance los máximos niveles de educación, de excelencia académica.
That we are able to even reach to the highest levels of academic excellence.
que sea accesible a la gran multitud que desesperadamente necesita esta instrucción. Que la instrucción pueda ser aplicada inmediatamente y que la misma sea de una manera significante en nuestra propia cultura.
And there is such a good need for practical training, and it meets needs that are within the culture, our own culture.
Y asegurarme que cada centavo que llega de cualquier fuente para levantar este seminario sea usado de la manera más fiel.
And our commitment is every penny that comes to us is used effectively to do exactly what we are saying that we're there, called and equipped by God to be able to do.
Así que oren mucho por nosotros.
But by this very means, please pray for us.
Amen. Thank you. So the academic dean and the seminary president is here with us today. So the impact is extra special for me. I thought it was interesting, Felix, not only the process, but as you were going through the process, what name you landed on for the seminary. It means not much to us. We say Pesca Seminary. But Felix, explain to us what Pesca means.
¿Qué es lo que significa Pesca?
Bueno, la palabra pesca fue dada a una fundación en el Ecuador.
The word pesca is after a foundation in Ecuador.
Y definitivamente está involucrado el misionero hermano Esteban.
And it's in esa foundation where the missionary Stephen Thompson is related to.
Entonces ellos pensando llegar a la Amazonía.
They were thinking about reaching out to the Amazonia,
en la selva del Ecuador.
The jungle of Ecuador.
Entonces, pesca es P, proyecto.
P, project.
Evangelístico.
Evangelistic.
Y social.
And social.
Cubriendo.
Reaching out.
De la Amazonia.
The Amazonia. En Brasil.
Pero
in Ecuador, in Brazil.
Tiene una relación también con el pez, ¿no? Que nos identifica.
It has
con
a relationship with the fish, you know. Pesca in Spanish means fishing, and so it matches there. It fit perfect. The
yeah.
Christian symbol.
I just thought it was interesting. Not only the name and it's reaching everybody, but that's the same symbol. You know, you see the Christian fish. We call it. It's the ichthus. And it was used in the early days of the church to recognize other Christians without saying Christian. And it used it as an acronym like they used it. And it means Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. 2,000 years later, they're using that same concept of fishing for men, and that mm-hmm. same symbol to represent theological education mm-hmm. for a nation. It's just a beautiful picture
yep.
that brings history together from
Amen.
2,000 years.
Amen.
Great. Amen. Awesome. Okay, just to hear from our two professors here for a minute, I'd like to just talk to you, Dr. Alfredo, for a second, and tell us, I had a good time with you, I really enjoyed your wife, Alma, and we enjoyed hanging out with you, Tammy and I, but what did Ecuador mean to you, going there yourself, teaching, and then seeing the graduation?
A great impact for me, and it all started with you guys, Tammy and you.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning, you know, it was weird. They didn't want to approach me for some reason. I believe they thought that they were going to be with another old grumpy professor. They already knew Dr. Goff and Dr. Sanchez.
Oh, okay.
And so
here we go.
And so they were kind of, you know, who's it? You know, and then I also saw that, you know, we're going to Ecuador with a probably an old grumpy pastor. And so, and actually it was the Lord preparing me for experiencing the 4th of July, freedom, real freedom.
Uh-huh.
I had to come to Ennis to experience this
uh-huh.
freedom. You see, and you see a theology professor preaching from a platform with their, how do you like this? See the jeans and the boots?
Nice.
This is his impact on me.
A The freedom's really in your neck. You have to wear that tie, that bow tie.
Yes.
Because if you try to button that top button, it's going to choke you out. Okay, we can move on.
No, but being there in Ecuador, it was a great experience seeing people singing and praising God like I forgot someone can praise and sing to God the way they did it. People eager for receiving the word, eager for receiving the theological education, wanting to know and serve and go out and reach out for people. That's something that really impacts anyone who is there. Yeah. And preaching to them and teaching them together with Dr. Goff, Dr. Todd, it's something that anyone should experience. And I would invite you, congregation, I know that you have been involved already with them, but if you are able to go and visit that place, it would be great for you, a great experience that would change your life, actually.
That's right.
God bless you for what you are doing for them.
And thank you for going with us and being committed to the theological education. And someone else that's gone with us, obviously twice now, is Dr. Goff. And I'd like to turn to you because you've been so crucial in the curriculum, both writing and comprehension and comprehension of it and the future of it. What do you think the next step is for the Pesca Seminary and maybe even for us as a champion church?
Well, there are two main focal points because where they are with their education, they're ready to launch, to actually open up the seminary. But in order to have a more ample background and training, they need more courses. And so some of where we would hope you could go together next would be to help them find the way to have the further training for more courses, either from other Latin American seminaries or they'd go. And anyway, there would be ways to help them fill in the gaps because they still have a ways to go to be fully trained and fully prepared for all the kinds of things that they hope to be able to do in training. The other side of that is even a further element to help them. There's two of them, the president and the dean, academic dean, and Brother Pablo's son-in-law is also very capable of those three having a PhD. Mm-hmm. And so that could also be another venue for future efforts to come alongside and help them to be well-established, well able to lead their own work. See, this is the genius of what is the global theological innovation system that we're operating, which is we're in 95 countries, y'all. Mm. Think about it, 95 countries around the world trying to come along and do this sort of thing in those places. Would you mind praying for us? As you give to cooperative program, think about you're supporting us. You've been paying my salary for 45 years. Do you know that? I'm on your staff.
That's
okay?
True. That's true.
But nevertheless, this kind of thing is an incredible and impossible challenge for us. What you're doing here is, of course, of inestimable value because we will walk away. We will not continue to be a part as a seminary. They're going to lead that whole thing. They're the leaders of the nation and the forming of the leadership for the next generations in the country of Ecuador. Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.